From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Is it possible to steal from yourself? A top 40 rock group from Canada has been accused of doing just that. The band is called Nickelback. Audiophiles may want to put on their headphones for this report from Sean Cole of member station WBUR in Boston.
There's a quote on Nickelback's website from lead singer Chad Kroeger about the band's most recent album, The Long Road. He says, "We've pushed things further in every way possible. Fans of real rock music are in for a surprise." As it turns out, fans are in for a bigger surprise than they may know. This is one of the hits off The Long Road.
How the hell do you wind up like this? Why weren't we able to see the signs that we missed?
Okay, now here's another Nickelback hit off another album the band released 2 years earlier.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
Notice anything? Mikey Smith did. He's a 21-year-old college student and musician in Alberta, Canada.
I heard them both on the radio, and I kind of noticed, I was like, well, you can hum the melody of the other one over this one, and I wonder why that is. So I tried to put them together, one on the left speaker, one on the right speaker, and it was actually ridiculous how similar they were.
The older song is called How You Remind Me. The newer one's called Someday. And when they started piggybacking around the internet together, they were christened with the not-so-affectionate nickname How You Remind Me of Someday. Mikey Smith says he did tweak the two songs ever so slightly to make them sync, but for all intents and purposes, he says, they are exactly the same song. The only reason he constructed this audio Frankenstein was to prove they were the same song to his friends, especially his girlfriend, who's a big Nickelback fan. Or was.
She actually pretty much despises Nickelback now.
He also put the remix up on his webpage so friends living far away could hear it too. And that's when the sleeping corpse became a monster.
Somehow the link got out pretty much everywhere, and a lot more people heard it than I was expecting, and it's still going, like, it's everywhere. I couldn't stop it if I tried. Everyone's pretty much heard that spends any decent amount of time on the internet.
Responses on the internet range from, "This guy's a genius, Nickelback sucks," to, "Nickelback rules, you suck." Repeated calls to Nickelback's PR people proved fruitless, but bassist Mike Kroeger was asked about the controversy in an interview with the Cleveland Free Times. He said, quote, "I think that's remarkable for someone to notice that there's a hit quality. If all hits sound the same, then sorry. When you are a band that has a distinct style, such as us or AC/DC, that happens. When you have a distinct style, you run the risk of sounding similar," end quote. Mikey Smith's analysis is a little more terse.
I think it's almost grounds for fraud. It's ripping people off. Like, some of them may not even realize it because they're like, oh yeah, that's not the same, blah, blah, blah. I still like it. But they're getting ripped off. I mean, it's the same thing over and over. And they're paying for it.
Needless to say, this isn't the first time a band has been publicly accused of copying itself. Fantasy Records sued John Fogerty in the mid-80s, saying Run Through the Jungle and Old Man Down the Road were the same song. But Fogerty won that case, partly on the testimony of expert witness Gerald Eskelin, a forensic musicologist in California. He says the Nickelback songs aren't the same song either.
The melodies are different in these two songs. The only thing that's the same is the bass line or the chord structure. You probably remember back in the 60s, well, I don't know whether you remember the 60s, but you know the music of the 60s, and how many songs were there that had a bass line that went dum dum ba dum dum ba dum dum ba dum ba dum ba dum dum ba dum dum ba dum dum ba dum ba dum ba dum dum dum. Dozens at least, hundreds possibly.
Eskelin says all those songs could be synced up with each other too, but they're still different songs, legally but also musically. If you want an example of an artist copying himself, he says, you have to go back to the 18th century.
I think of Handel, whose 3.5-hour Messiah epic used music he had used before. He just put Messiah-type words to it, note for note.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And didn't bother anybody.
Why do you think people didn't care?
Because it sounded good.
Uh-huh.
It's that simple. If it's good once, it's good 3 times, right?
Of course, Mikey Smith doesn't buy this logic. To him, all of the songs played on Top 40 radio are just one big song. And he's been on a bit of a tear with his theory.
I did Nickelback's song Do This Anymore, which was another hit of theirs. And I did that with How You Remind Me. And it just so happens that those line up pretty much exactly, too.
You're kidding me.
Nope. No joke. The Levine single actually is probably about 90% the same song as How You Remind Me as well.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Same deal. There's even some of the vocal patterns are the same in that one.
To Smith's ears, Levine, Nickelback, and the rest represent an insidious and increasing homogeneity in the North American songbook. But he also knows most people will hear that and think, who cares?
Realistically, music isn't that big a deal. To me, it is. I mean, I find different forms of music can be totally emotionally stimulating and make me feel things that normally would be not as easy to feel. And so actually, I'd go as far as to say that I feel like I learned things about myself just through listening to music.
And to offer an example of the kind of music that teaches him things about himself, Smith sent along a CD.
Hear the sound of music drifting in the aisles. Elevator Prozac stretching on for miles. Music of the future will not entertain. It's only meant to repress and neutralize your brain.
For NPR News, I'm Sean Cole.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.